My guest at this time is Wisconsin State Senator Glenn Grothman. You may remember him joining us a number of years ago as the state of Wisconsin was embroiled in major debates over organized labor members contributing to their own benefit plans and, of course, the huge debate over collective bargaining reforms that led to Democratic state senators leaving the state. The big news for Senator Grothman today is that he is throwing his hat into the congressional ring, challenging a sitting Republican member of his own party in the Badger State's 6th Congressional District. And, sir, it's good to have you back with us. Thanks for your time.
Well, glad to be on the show.
Let's talk a little bit about your reason to run here. Tom Petri has been a member of that congressional delegation, first elected way back in 1978. What is it about his performance in Congress that you believe is time for a change?
Well, it's a little bit frustrating. Like a lot of people, I've been dissatisfied with what's going on in Washington, and I feel the Republicans aren't doing an articulate enough job of explaining to the public what has to be done. Not just the huge deficit, of course, which is going to put our children and grandchildren deeply in debt forever, but I'm particularly concerned about the culture of dependency. You know, the number of people on food stamps, the number of people on low-income housing, the number of people on disability just keeps spiraling out of control and was, quite frankly, spiraling out of control when the Republicans were in charge. Our country is going to be sunk permanently if that becomes the conventional lifestyle in America. Congressman Petri is, you're right, moderate. He's perceived to be for more government spending. He's certainly an advocate for more government involvement in education, and that's a little bit disappointing as well.
Do you believe there's a conservative unrest in your district? You mentioned, of course, that he voted for No Child Left Behind. He will point out that he voted against the stimulus, he voted against Obamacare, and a lot of the other big-ticket items that this current administration has supported. So how do you counter that?
Well, he voted with the other Republicans on those. But like I said, I think we need a little more fight in the Republican Party. When I get around the district, I do sense dissatisfaction there. And I'm going to have to rely on that because Congressman Petri has about $1 million in the bank. So when I start as a challenger with nothing and he's got $1 million, I'm obviously the underdog and it's going to be an uphill climb.
You mentioned the debt. Any other critical issues that you plan to make a hallmark of this campaign?
I think dependency, I think federal involvement in education are both key issues. I think overall federal involvement in local decisions, federal involvement in transportation decisions, the degree to which they handcuff you as far as building projects are concerned.
Talk a little bit about your career in Madison. As I mentioned at the start, you and I talked several times during the labor debates from a couple of years ago now. What do you point to from your years in Madison as being proof that when you get to Washington, if you get there, you'll be able to follow through on these positions that you're talking about now?
Well, I've had a long track record of being probably the most outspoken conservative in the Republican state Senate, maybe the whole Republican legislature. One of the things that's frustrating is in Madison, of course, our legislators did draw a line in the sand, and they weren't afraid to do it, but we took Wisconsin from being a state deeply in debt to a state that's running surpluses and cutting taxes. And if we're going to turn around Washington, we need the same sort of courage and, quite frankly, outspoken plain talking that we had in Madison.
Do you consider yourself a Tea Party candidate? Is that a label you embrace?
Well, I've certainly spoken many Tea Parties over my years, so I guess I'd have to say I'd embrace that.
You mentioned the money disadvantage. How do you plan to close that gap?
We're just going to have to rely on the grassroots. To a certain extent, you can make up for a lack of money with a lot of volunteers, going door-to-door, letters to the editor. But obviously, I'm going to have to rely on the people who've encouraged me to run to follow up with some checks as well.
What do you sense is the mood throughout the state? Is this going to be another major conservative year like 2010 was, or is it yet to be seen?
I think it's going to be another year like 2010. I think due to Barack Obama and Obamacare, I think the public is very dissatisfied with the Democrats, and I think the Democrats are kind of dispirited with their own candidates.
Senator, we will certainly keep a close eye on this critical primary and this fight within the Republican Party over who will represent the 6th Congressional District, certainly in November and most likely in the years ahead since it's a Republican-leaning district. And, of course, the big showdown between you and the congressman is in August. Always good to talk to you, sir. Thanks for your time.
Sure.
Wisconsin State Senator Glenn Grothman, Republican challenger to sitting Wisconsin Republican Congressman Tom Petri in the 6th Congressional District in Wisconsin. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WND.com.